I know that it might look to you like Weekend at Bernie's too.
Who's your successor?
Tell us, what's the deal?
Oh, I think that soon the leader of Korea will be my son, George W. Jong-il. I had a stroke, maybe 4 or 5, and some folks said, is he still alive? An election to replace me now should be done. I'm only kidding, I picked my son. And I feel so proud when he says to me,
I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you.
Autocrats who are crazy and I could die soon.
Let's launch some nukes.
Son, it's not even noon.
When can I take over?
I don't know when, but you'll have a good time then, son. Gonna have a good time then.
I told my dad that I would not fear.
If you get scared, push this button here.
But should that fail, what should I do, Paul?
Call tech support there in India.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My son is just like me.
The apple didn't go crazy far from the tree.
Eating cats is a fable that is wrong, of course.
That's an old myth.
I plead for a nice horse.
Our family is unstable.
We're not that great, but I think we look just great, Dad.
Compared to John and Kate plus eight.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. My girlfriend is getting so inane. 40 times today on my PDA. My baby, she wrote me a Twitter. Every 2 minutes, something else to tell. What the hell's the meaning of LOL? But she loves her shampoo. Well, whoop-de-freaking-do. And lately, it's making me bitter. So I wrote her a letter, said that it would be better to talk like we ought. But she can only Twitter, cause 140 letters is her limit on thoughts. She's Twitteriotic. I'm leaving home, all my bags are packed. But my tweet hawk deserves all the facts. Since I can't commit her, I'll just send a Twitter.
Let me see. I-L-Y-F-O-B-S.
I-L-Y-F-O-B-S? Does that mean I love you forever, oh beautiful sweetheart?
No. It's I'm leaving you for our babysitter.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've been asked not to speak in public. So here I am. I'd like to talk to my fellow Americans about several things tonight. First, Dick Cheney and why he won't shut the hell up. Dick Cheney believes it's important to torture someone in order to get sensitive information out of him. Well, I'm living proof you don't need to torture someone in order to get sensitive information out of him. The second thing is how excited we are about our Supreme Court Justice nominee, Sonia Somoza, some Latina name. She's someone that I'd like to call a close personal friend, but she asked me not to. The main thing I want to talk to my fellow Americans about tonight is the economy. We have a plan to save the economy, a plan that we hope will save the day. It's a plan that we based on the ideas of Franklin Roosevelt after watching his televised debates with Abraham Lincoln. But this is not some wild deviation from what we've had planned all along. So to help me prove it, I've invited two very charismatic personalities. First, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Oh. Decaf. The other person is a man too liberal to be a Republican, so he turned into a Democrat, Arlen Specter. And they're going to help me break it down for you now.
Because of President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed a stimulating package to get us back on track.
And now you've seen us
return to spenders. Liberals rule.
Buy kids condoms in preschool.
No special earmarks. Who we won't touch.
They say we cause swine flu cause we like pork so much.
To help our biofuel production, our programs will be wise. Like energy from liposuction from Rush Limbaugh's thighs.
We're gloating about it.
Return to spenders. We'll pay your rent.
If you are a gay immigrant,
we know we're gonna get trillions more in debt. But just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 12 years.
And now we're gonna
return to splendor
with this brand new
spending push.
If it fails, we'll
just keep blaming
all our problems
on George Bush.
Ms. Pelosi, can I have a few words, please?
Dick Cheney, what are you doing here?
Well, as you and everybody else here knows, I've made more appearances in public during the last couple of weeks than I did during my entire 8 years as VP. And all these questions lately about our interrogation techniques of terror suspects has me venturing out even during daylight hours. The light, the light. But I will insist that we continue to use these interrogation techniques, or as I like to refer to them, freedom persuasion.
I'm afraid I don't know anything about the methods used during interrogation.
What?
That's right. I was on the intelligence committee, but I didn't have enough intelligence.
Here today is Ms. Pelosi. Madam Speaker, tell us, please. Though the facts we still are sorting, lots of sources are reporting that you knew of waterboarding, but you claim you had no clue. Won't you please repeat your statement? We just want to know what's true, 'cause the CIA's insisting that you knew.
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie. Here's a question, Mr. Cheney. All throughout your second term, were you hiding in the basement where you dressed up like Darth Vader and told stories of Al-Qaeda? 'Cause the nation knew that you said Iraq caused 9/11 and the war would soon be through. Let's sing Lie, Lie, Lie if we think that Dick lied too. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Lie, lie, lie. Aren't we both mind apple pie? What a lie, lie, lie.
And now, the Capitol Steps bring you the highly anticipated sequel to the movie Babe. Please welcome the star of Babe 2 and the breakout star of an outbreak, Miss Piggy Lee.
See a swine so hot, dear. Bet you wanna kiss me too. But first you gotta get a shot, dear. 'Cause there's something that I'll give to you. I'll give you fever. Oh, when you kiss me, but if I'm cooked, I won't give you fever. You can eat me unless you are a Muslim or Jew. Oink vey. Now, did you hear Joe Biden say now that the airlines brought this to you? He will tell you pigs can fly now. I think I heard him say swine flu. It gives you fever. Oh, ask Joe Biden just what germ came up from the south. Fever. In Joe Biden is what we call foot in mouth. Here is something to consider. How does swine flu get this big? Maybe it was all those candidates who put lipstick on a pig.
Hello, I'm Barack Obama, and as you know, as president, I am called on day and night to make life and death decisions, and many of these decisions are quite controversial. Now, of course, I'm referring to my recent decision to attack and kill a fly in the Oval Office. This has gotten me in quite a bit of trouble with the folks at PETA. And believe me, I did not need this trouble. I was already in hot water with those folks because I asked my daughters to give our dog, Bo, a bath, and in the process, they killed most, if not all, of his fleas. So, I have agreed to do a public service announcement on behalf of PETA. Here goes. I'm sure that at one time or another, we have all come upon a fly that is dazed, stunned, or recently swatted. These flies need your help. First, lift the fly's head to see if he or she is still breathing. It's possible that the fly is choking, as evidenced by the international symbol, and will need the fly lick maneuver. Squeeze firmly around the fly's diaphragm and pull up firmly. Then breathe quickly into the fly's mouth, taking care not to swallow it. Remember, every fly is unique. They have hopes and dreams, although most of those dreams involve something I've instructed my daughters to scoop up from the backyard. And in one last gesture to our fallen fly, I'm changing a discriminatory policy from the past. The White House will no longer be a no-fly zone.
All right, nobody move, you swabs. This show is hereby taken over by pirates. No, I'm just yanking your chains. I'm just pulling on your peg legs. But seriously, my friends, did you ever have one of those days when you just couldn't scrape the barnacles off your rudder? Well, my pirate brothers aren't having much luck grabbing booty off the Somali coast lately. So it's time to grease up your hornpipes and put your scabbards in your britches. It's time for a pirate fundraiser! Ha ha ha! Woohoo! And we have some lovely landlubber celebrities here to help me out tonight. First of all, from Britain's Got Talent, we have internet singing sensation, Susan Boyle!
And never been kissed.
You can see why nobody's ever dropped an anchor in that lagoon, I'll tell you that. Secondly, we have singing legend Bob Dylan. He sounds like me after one too many grogs. And lastly, we have legendary singer and cultural icon, Cher.
Oh,
Cher, I understand your daughter Chastity wants to become a man. When is the operation?
Well, we're not sure. We're waiting for an organ donor.
Well, don't you be looking at me for that. You know, Captain Hook changed his own sex once. It was totally an accident. Unfortunate urinal incident. At any rate, enough of the frivolity. Stand up, you're not hurt. It's time for a little song parody. There comes a time when you've got to show the world that the boundaries that you set are real.
There are thieves and pirates who spend time in the sun and can't afford a laser peel. Oh.
All the Navy SEALs just love to fire at.
And I'm sure those pirates could really use some dough, 'cause as you've seen from their clothes, they're so 5 minutes ago.
There are lawyers who'll descend on every port, and they'll all seek arbitration in the court. Then I wouldn't need an eye patch, I'd be needing two. All right, everybody, sing along with Bob Dylan. We are the ones who, when a booty's large, we do admire it. We can't make a living as farmers, it is clear. We once sold corn, but only got a Buccaneer.
This Capital Steps radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience of the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to the entire Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were...